Tal und herzlich willkommen in der NBD Zeigen, die Oktoberfest Edition.
Yes!
All right. Welcome to another episode of the NBD show.
Guten Tag, Ken.
Guten Tag, my friend. This is the Oktoberfest edition. I am Ken.
Hey, it's Vaughn.
And Matt, a.k.a. The Chic Knight.
Justin, a.k.a. The Wildless Freak.
Well, by that intro, if you guys can tell, this is kind of a shorthanded, I think we're going to call this Axis Powers. I mean, because we got the Japanese guy and surrounded by three Germans. I mean, I like it, but let's get started. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, I don't know about, I think everybody at this table has seen Stranger Things on Netflix.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
Best show.
Vaughn, have
yep, you seen that's it? Correct. I've seen it.
Yeah. Without a doubt, I think it's my favorite personal Netflix original out right now.
Of all time?
So far that Netflix has put out.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
It's good.
I don't know. I'm going to have to double. There's been some good ones, I think. Hold on.
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil's good.
House of Cards.
I haven't seen that.
Narcos.
Orange is the New Black.
I haven't seen Narcos nor that.
Yeah.
Daredevil, though. Daredevil's damn good.
I think Stranger Things was probably my favorite, too, now that I think about it.
I mean,
over Daredevil, yeah.
I've watched Orange is the New Black. I've watched Narcos, but, I mean, neither of those really piqued my interest quite as much as Stranger Things.
I think that's the only exclusive I've even seen on Netflix.
What?
Yeah. I don't watch Netflix that much.
You don't Netflix and chill? You just chill. You skip the Netflix.
That does sound right.
I'm all about the Plex and sex.
Right. Oh, jeez. But either way, I mean, I'm just saying Netflix, I think, is killing it with their Netflix originals right now.
Oh, hands down. I mean, they brought back Arrested Development.
Yes.
That was a funny show.
Yeah, but that was a garbage season, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought back Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah. That's classy.
That's a great show.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I've wanted to watch that one.
I know the people on it, but I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
But, I mean, either way, I did like a little bit of research on Netflix. And supposedly in 2016, they're going to be spending over like $5 billion, I think, in just promoting and filming new media out there for new films and things like that. So,
damn.
I mean, they're killing it.
Do they have any Netflix original movies?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah,
they
that
do.
Paul Rudd one.
Yeah.
Beasts of No Nation, I think, is
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was one. That was Idris Elba. That wasn't Paul Rudd, but.
That one was actually a little bit dark and
super
twisted.
Good. Super good. Super good. Idris Elba's in it.
Pretty sure they did documentaries, too. I'm really into documentaries.
Paul Rudd's in that new one, though. You guys should watch that Paul Rudd one.
Which one's the Paul Rudd one?
Paul Rudd's in it. You'll see it.
Is it a rom com?
No. It's a Paul Rudd movie. Hmm. Yeah. He's cool.
It's not that remake, the American whatever it was.
Okay. No, nope. This is a full-on movie with Paul Rudd.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So going forward, if Netflix could reinvent or bring a show back, what would be your guys' pick?
That's tough. I'm gonna have to go with a cartoon, Thundercats.
Oh, really?
I'm a Thundercats fan. I am a Thundercats fan.
Thundercats is going to save Netflix.
It's not going to.
Not that they need saving.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, I mean, I think if they brought back Thundercats or just, you know, just brought it back, a lot of views would be happening, I think. Maybe not through the whole season, but just a lot of people would be like, oh, let's check out the first episode and see where it goes from there.
You're talking like the six people that are into Thundercats?
Yeah. This is more for myself, I guess. All right. What about you, Vaughn?
You already got Kyle Chandler doing a show. Bring back Friday Night Lights. Okay. Best show ever.
Wait, so these are shows that
one
are
of the best shows ever.
Netflix originals or just shows?
No, shows that have like don't exist anymore, but if Netflix brought it back, you think would just blow up.
Oh. Probably something like The Office.
You know, right. I looked the other day because I was curious, like, how much of Netflix's bandwidth goes to The Office? Because I know I stream it like nonstop. Even if I'm not watching it, it's playing.
Yes.
You're the same way.
Exactly.
No Office.
No.
Shook. Office fan?
No. I'm an Office fan. I love The Office.
Oh, I love it. But
Brandon.
I won't
Brandon
turn it streams on just for sound. Cougar bait.
Brandon falls asleep to it.
Really?
Supposedly. I don't know. I'm not there.
It's kind of weird. But
I'd have to say Firefly, hands down.
It's not coming back. Nathan Fillion
back.
Already said he doesn't want to do it. I just read it.
That's impossible.
No, he said he doesn't want to do it. Look it up.
He would never say that.
He did. Read it. It's on there right now.
I can't read it. Do I need to
I'll do it right
Google
now.
This?
I'll do it right now. He already said he doesn't want to do it. He hopes it never comes back.
Did he give a reasoning?
It was too good the first time. And he's trying to get to Sacramento to hang out.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Either him or LeVar Burton, both have kind of given us the cold shoulder.
Either one.
You know
not
what?
Appreciated.
I'm not to this point yet.
They're lost.
Oh,
we're getting
yep.
close.
Yeah. Most definitely.
That one's for the gum.
That couldn't have went better.
Too bad that's our only sound effect.
That's okay. Figure out some more.
Now, this isn't going to blow up in my hand, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, are you kidding me? That's
a it's a Samsung.
Yeah.
No.
For the listeners, a Samsung
it
phone was just handed.
Man, there's a lot of words on this page. Hold on.
But you just read the title.
Oh, I didn't read
that's the
title.
That's all you need.
Nathan.
He says he's fine with it. Doesn't mean he won't do it.
So he's fine with doing just one, and it would be better for the series if they never did.
Okay, how about Dr. Horrible?
I don't know what that program is.
I don't think I've ever seen Dr. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible was a short done by Joss Whedon.
Okay.
The Nathan Fillion.
Is there Buds?
No. What's his name? Doogie Howser, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, MPH.
Yes, MPH.
He's a cool dude. What's up?
And the chick from the Guild that wrote the Guild, the online web
what
thing
is
about Warcraft. Yes.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I don't
know her name.
Any name? Any name?
I love the Guild.
How do you know
I used
that
to watch
person?
The Guild.
The Guild's a phenomenal show.
Yeah, I love that.
It, also on Netflix.
That's a Netflix show?
It's a web series of 5-minute web series that they combined into like 1-hour episodes, and there's 4 or 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's so funny. It's about this guild of Warcraft players that kind of meet in real life, and then just goes like sideways from there. It's super funny.
I liked it.
Yeah,
but either way, he's not shutting it down. I mean, Netflix has obviously the funds.
Firefly is not coming back. Nathan Fillion is not concerned about money, nor I shouldn't have done that. He is not concerned about fame. He's got it all. He's a cool dude.
He just wants to lay back and relax and just chill, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Firefly fans are probably some of the most dedicated fans. I mean, they were so vocal, they ended up making Serenity to kind of wrap up the series that got canceled.
But that was kind of garbage, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that's where they lost it was with Serenity.
Really?
You didn't like it?
Wasn't as good as Firefly.
Oh, well, yeah. That's true.
It was, in my opinion, it was a rushed...
But what is? Anything?
That is my favorite television show of all time.
Firefly.
I still haven't seen it.
It's a space western.
I watched a lot of Castle, though. That counts for anything.
Yeah. It's a space western.
I like both of those things.
All right. I guess we ground that into the ground.
All right, fair enough.
Well, I mean, we can keep going with that.
What about Rugrats? You bring back a season of Rugrats?
Oh, man.
Live animated Rugrats?
Yeah.
With actual babies doing actual things?
That's true.
I'm more a fan of Muppet Babies over Rugrats.
Wow.
I'm
going to go with Rugrats.
Muppet Babies already live action,
Rocket
though.
Power?
What is that?
You ever see,
that's the one with our skateboards.
Yeah.
Doing a little...
No.
That was sweet.
No.
It was on the beach, Tito. It was a sweet show.
Bring back Recess if we're going to go through all the cartoons. Oh. I mean, I think we're just going to bring back.
I think
cartoons.
They actually are starting to bring those back. They have some old Nickelodeon channel on TV
right now.
Late at night. But they're bringing back.
Pete and Hey Dude?
I never saw that one.
What? I like Pete and Pete.
Are you guys Archer fans?
Archer's a great show.
Yeah.
That is a very, very good
show. That's how you get ants. No need for live action Archer though. Just keep it as it is. It's perfect.
I think live action animated never works. When has it ever worked? Don't say SpongeBob.
Is there a live? I didn't see that movie.
I didn't see it.
I loved that movie. The SpongeBob movie? Yeah, they had the live
action. Did you go by yourself or with a date?
Yeah, who'd you go with?
No, you just bought the DVD.
He's dedicated.
Wow, that's even worse than going Blockbuster. By yourself.
Didn't even Redbox it.
I got it from Blockbuster.
So you bought it on sale for $18.99 after they rented it 17 times?
Probably. It was brand new, actually. It was wrapping and everything.
$27.99.
They had David Hasselhoff in it, though.
There we go. Back to Oktoberfest.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah.
A Wiedersehen, Blockbuster.
I only know English.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners out there might not even know our reference to Oktoberfest. We all know what Oktoberfest is, but
it's not in October necessarily.
Confusing a little bit.
A little bit.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's September right now.
Is Oktoberfest going on right now?
Yes, yeah. It is.
So
it's misleading.
Yeah, it is. That is. That one threw me, in all honesty.
And it's so bad because
I should know.
I'm going to Germany next month, and every single person's like, oh, you're going to go to Oktoberfest?
No.
I'm like, it's going to be over.
Nine. Is that what you tell them? Nine?
Yeah. But we were watching some cool Oktoberfest videos. It was mostly about, like, Oktoberfest cleavage.
Okay.
Short dirndls.
Das boobies.
Yeah. Das chesticles.
Yas.
It was pretty funny, dude, because it was, I don't know. It's like, they're like filming the necklace. They're like pan down a little bit. You know. They got their hands full of beer. They can't do anything about it.
What more would you want from a celebration? Beer, great food.
Crazy music.
Busty women.
Crazy music.
Crazy music.
Yeah, a lot of polka.
A lot of dancing. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a badass celebration, in my opinion.
It would be cool. They don't have a good Oktoberfest here.
Do they even have one?
We did. Well,
we got to go to the temple downtown.
Yeah.
Turnrein. Right by the Sutter's Fort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be the only one.
They had one in West Sac that wasn't too bad. But
really?
It was like, yeah, they actually had a giant tent, and they had the polka band up there.
Yeah.
And it was, everyone was dressed up in like their little, you know, fake alpine hats and lederhosen and checkered shirts, and it was pretty fun.
I got a couple hats.
It was fun.
I don't have any hosen.
The hats are cool.
I got the hats, though. They don't fit. Opa had a small head.
Yeah, but it's gnarly. I mean, I read up a little bit on it because I, too, myself didn't know much about Oktoberfest, but I heard like they get like 6.5 million visitors.
Yeah.
Just in that time alone. That's ridiculous.
And it's mostly in Munich.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where all the big Oktoberfest parties go down.
Well, security's got to be really high this year. I mean, in Munich.
It's a safe place. Not too worried about much there.
You know, that is one thing I was worried. I was thinking, you know,
I wouldn't worry about too much there.
When I'm going to Germany, I'm like, you know, they've had a stabbing, they've had a shooting, they've had this and that. It's like, but we have that like 100 times a day.
Yeah.
So when I was in Vegas last month, there was this girl in line, and I started talking to her, and she was from the Netherlands, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to Germany, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of worried and all that. She's like, I was scared off my ass to come to America because you guys have like 20 killings a day, and like all of Europe has like 20 killings a day. I mean, it was pretty funny. She put that into a kind of like a reality check. So yeah. I feel better about going to Germany.
It's not that bad there. It's pretty nice.
It's got to be beautiful from my understanding.
Is it cool, Vaughn? Have you been?
No, never once.
Okay.
Right. One of these days. Convinced.
These folks I know, though.
Yeah.
They say it's nice. Yeah.
Is that Wikipedia and
Google Images?
Mm. I'll Periscope.
Yeah.
Periscope.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, damn. We're just ripping through these. I didn't even mean that segue. Damn.
That was sweet, though.
I mean.
Casual.
That was, yeah.
Shit. Sorry. Spilled my drink on me a little bit.
It's all right. But Periscope. I mean, if we want to move on to that topic.
Okay, let's do it. Periscope.
I haven't used it too much, but you guys said you got some action on it.
Well, I wouldn't say we got action on it.
Yeah, you want to see people like
probably
smoke
wouldn't
drugs.
Say you've got any action lately, huh?
No. Oh, gosh, that's a lie. Actually, I have gotten some
Well,
action.
You just said that.
No action.
Even
no.
Smoother segue. Yeah.
This is like a one-up segue situation right here.
Too fast. No, but you guys said you saw some eating Cheetos or something like that.
Oh, yeah, we did. She was nice.
So, it's just like random people. It's not women. It's women, men that are smoking weed.
A lot of that.
Getting wasted.
Mm-hmm. Watch me eat.
Yeah, watch me eat Cheetos in my car.
Yeah.
Let me complain about work. Yeah, this person worked at a bank, and they were like, yeah, I hate it when... you know, members call in and I have to help them. And I'm like, this is what...
It sounded like she hated her job.
Yeah.
She was spending her lunch very, very well. Just lunch in the car, AC going, eating.
There was an old guy across the street that did something. I don't know what he did.
Yeah, he was creeping around a tree or
something. Yeah, he was doing something.
So that was her lunch break? She was periscoping?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was just sitting in her car.
Yeah.
Interesting way to spend a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they spend all their time, apparently.
Yeah. I guess
so.
And then you just see people trolling them hardcore.
You guys?
Well,
yeah.
We were having a conversation with ourselves, and then she got kind of confused why these people were talking on her Periscope.
Yeah, it's just a troll center. I mean, if it's a girl, I guarantee if you watch the comments, it's going to be show boobs.
But they spell it bobs because it gets bobs. Past the, the filter.
Bobs.
Open bobs.
Yeah, I don't know. I've periscoping, it's not for me, but it's weird. It's kind of cool to view it a little bit. I'll give it that.
But here's where Periscope and Twitter, well, Twitter owns Periscope, but Periscope has become kind of like this. Oh, I think he went in the pool. became this place for instant news. Instant, like we were watching the other night, we were watching the North Carolina riots, and these people were periscoping directly from the lines where the cops were and everything, and they had like 5,000-6,000 viewers.
Yeah, it was really impressive on my part. For as much as I might have knocked Periscope, that's really the great part about Periscope is it brings information to you right there.
I mean, look at Twitter. Twitter was like kind of the tool used for the Arab Spring, right? I mean, social media has taken on this.
Explain that.
Oh, so the Arab Spring, was it like 2 years ago?
About, I think maybe a little more.
And it's when Egypt kicked out their ruler, and then it kind of spilled over to Syria. But they used Twitter as, I mean, Twitter was the major news outlet because if you look at, I believe it was Egypt. If you look at like their internet during the Arab Spring, Egypt severed all ties to the internet. Like the bandwidth for that country went to zero. Oh. So hackers were setting up like these care packages, and they were basically like just dropping them out of planes or getting them in there somehow.
What?
That would give them like dial up nodes that they could call into or you know dial up and tweet out information or send out videos. And then these groups would like tweet them on their behalf. And that's kind of how news that was happening in Egypt got out of Egypt, because otherwise, I mean, it's a nation controlled media. So it's all locked down.
Hmm.
But Twitter was kind of the cusp or the tool that they used to advertise that. And Periscope may just be the next evolution of that.
I heard those guys are about to sell. Is that true?
Periscope?
No, Twitter.
Are they?
Yeah. The thing today.
I mean, they never made money.
We're looking at Google and Salesforce.
Salesforce would kill it. I don't know why. So, I mean, I don't know. That's weird.
They're probably going to sell to Google. Let's be honest.
I hope Google would just keep them as its own thing and let it do what it does. I don't see Salesforce doing that.
They'll name it Henry or something like that. Yeah. And it'll be a bang. Yeah.
But Google just came up with Allo.
Allo.
Oh, yeah.
Allo.
Are you guys going to use Allo?
I will.
What is
Allo?
It's
the best thing.
What is that?
Describe it.
Text messaging with other things.
Yeah, it's got like...
So it's exactly like WhatsApp and Google Messenger and Facebook Messenger, and it's the same thing.
Just a messenger.
Pretty much.
But I think it's got built-in like intelligence.
There's a thing where you could turn on where it'll do... If you type in, the example I saw was a dude was talking about the Vikings. He sent a text about the Vikings and it said, oh, do you like the Vikings? And he clicked, yes, I like the Vikings. And then it went blah, blah, blah. It showed highlights of the Vikings beating the Packers. That was the thing I saw. That was about it. So I'm about 6 minutes in on what all this is. Huh. It's Google, though, so it's top quality. Top quality product. Even in beta form, still rock solid.
Yeah, Gmail's still in beta, isn't it? It was in beta.
I don't know. I didn't get hacked, though, so that's a plus.
I still like Gmail. I won't knock it on Gmail.
I like Gmail, too. I can't get it, but...
It is because I got my whole name, so it was a lucky one.
Damn. Well, yeah. We won't say the whole name, but it's not Von surprised Zimmer. It wasn't it's Von taken. Zimmer.
No, that's a common one.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't taken. I got it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Google always tries to come out with some like revolutionary thing and usually doesn't blow up like they think.
Oh, hating.
I don't know.
Dang, that's hater talk. That is right pure there.
Hate. I'm just saying.
Oh, really? Like Google's not a top quality search engine?
No, they
but other than that, the thing that they're the best at.
Like they took over YouTube and they've been making some bad decisions. They're kind of killing YouTube, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Because you just want it to be a straight pirate site of
no,
hate and regret.
No way.
Yeah. Okay.
They're just censoring
he wants to make
too
money
much.
Off this reptile Keptile.
This is
videos.
A YouTube partner right here.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware.
For the people.
Hate it because you're not getting. You got to get more clicks, dude.
And they're trying to shut me down.
Oh, my goodness. Because people can now rate
you. Have you gotten any takedown notices?
I think I've gotten once, and it was just because I used a song. It was too long, but...
That's your fault.
No, yeah, I understand that, but... that was a while ago. The new
I didn't know I could play the whole song of Queen.
That's
thought
my,
I had rights.
That's my song. I could play it. No. They're like just being more strict in their policy.
Yeah.
People aren't making money.
It's not the Wild West anymore.
No way.
Yep.
Killing it. But they make a good search engine.
It's the best search engine.
Okay, phone. It's as okay. We discussed last week.
Yeah. We'll let that one go.
Yeah, they're not up there with that
one. Yeah.
Well, I think if it wasn't for Google, there wouldn't be as much. I mean, they're definitely innovators.
They got cars.
Yeah.
Apple doesn't have cars.
Any cars.
They're around. That's the thing. That's how camouflaged they are. They're such good drivers, you don't even notice them.
Please.
Robot drivers.
They're in Mountain View, just putting around.
Yeah. No, that's where they are.
Mountains.
Yeah. That's how good of a drivers they are. They ride right on cliffs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a top quality product.
I think they're probably driving people off the cliff.
Oh.
Okay, wait.
We'll let that one go.
All right, so here's a software issue. Like, okay, self-driving cars, 100% automated. I mean, that's Google's thing, right?
I'm in.
100% automated.
Yeah.
What happens when there's a cliff? You're on a, like, let's say Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
You're up against a cliff, and then there's a 300-foot drop-off. And there's a little kid in the road. Is that software? And the software determines I can't stop in time. Does the software put you into the cliff? Does it launch you off the cliff? Or does it run the kid over?
Damn.
What do you think that software? I mean, what kind of decision?
Yeah.
I think software the software would turn right into the oncoming traffic. I think that's the best decision.
Because
you got
I
a chance
agree.
Of living.
I mean,
yeah. You swing that hard left.
Right into the cliff or
yep.
into a car.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that software is going to be able to make that.
Just get a bug.
Yeah, you have to trust the software.
What would
to
make you
the
do?
Right decision.
Just airs out.
I would punch it into the cliff.
Would everyone else punch it right into the cliff?
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's.
So that's what the software is going to do then.
I don't know.
You hope. No, I know it would.
But that's. I think that's human instinct. Like each person's going to react differently.
Some people like, might launch off the cliff.
Some people might run that poor little child right
but on
again, over.
But again, the robots saw the little kid well before human eyes would.
All right, well, let's say it's a deer and not a kid. Is the software going to be able to tell the difference?
It would probably slam right into that, Tommy Boy style. Yeah.
Great movie.
Then it wakes up and sort of biting your neck. I don't know. Those are just the kind of hard problems that somebody has to write an algorithm to figure out. And that seems so far away right now.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's that hard. I think it would just stop before.
It's not that hard.
If then that.
Yeah. It would see the kid on the side, and if he's not in the side and he's in the middle, it would stop before.
Well, it's seeing it by sensors, right?
Let's say you come around a corner so fast it can't stop.
But it never goes around the corner that fast because it's always in control.
So it's always going within slow?
Speed limits.
I think so. It'll always be a speed limit thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to bring you over.
Yeah.
Not having it.
There's no law breaking. That's the case. There's no law breaking in these cars.
You'd have to jailbreak it.
Yeah, I would jailbreak my car if it only went like 30.
Yeah.
In a 30 zone.
Yeah.
That's
come
the
on,
speed
that's
limit.
Way too slow.
That's the speed limit.
65 is the speed limit.
Is
on the
speed limit?
Do you really drive 65?
I do. Yeah.
I'll comply.
I'm pretty slow though.
No,
so.
Here's the problem, and I think it's a problem with most people. I'll comply with the speed limit when everybody complies with the speed limit.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The problem.
See, so if we all have self-driving cars, 65 ain't bad.
I don't know.
And we might even jump it up to 75 since we got robots.
Or 95 because, you know. Because
it won't matter.
They're all exactly the same.
Exactly. I'm into that.
I'm into that, too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So is your dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes anything.
Robots. Anything?
We're just looking at the dog.
I couldn't even think of anything right there.
That's exciting podcasting right there.
Yeah, I think if everybody was going the same speed, then they'd probably up the speed limits on everything just because.
Probably be a lot more safer out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that movie where like they had the self-driving cars in the tunnels?
Fifth Element.
iRobot.
Just name every sci-fi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the cars are just flying by. Because they're all going the same speed and they don't crash into each other. No, there's like a freeway. There are cars.
Minority Report.
Minority Report?
Judge Dredd.
I haven't even seen
Judge Dredd? Not Judge Dredd?
I think that they would up the speed though if it was like that.
Sherlock Holmes?
Are they going to enable the human factor to drive ever in these cars? Like, say...
Why?
Okay, I at that point.
The robot's better than a human. I'm just saying it. A robot's better than a human.
I mean, it's got to be all or nothing for this to actually work to its best potential, I think.
Just give me a 100% robot car. I don't need to control it ever.
You just don't
it's
ever
better
want to
at driving than me. People no, I don't want to.
People love to drive, though, in America, so I don't think it
well,
would...
I think if people want to drive, they're going to have, like, track days, and you'll go to the racetrack, and you'll drive these fancy cars that you keep there, right? Like... You'll have your own garage where you at a racetrack and you take your car out when you want to. But to get there, you drove 32 miles per hour in a car that you don't control.
Think about that, though. You know exactly how long it would take to get to everywhere. Every single place.
There wouldn't be traffic.
No, there'd never be traffic.
No excuses.
It's 100% better. No one passes on the right on a one-lane highway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, people stay out of the bike lanes. That's a plus.
Sometimes those bicycles need to get out the way.
Yeah, but not if they're in the bike lane.
True.
Yeah.
And they're riding on the white line, though. I mean, come on.
That is their fault. But yeah, just robot cars are 100 times better than human cars.
There'd be no motorcycles anymore, because why do you want to ride a motorcycle with a robot?
You'd kill an entire market of vehicles.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, those douchebags on bikes, get them out of here.
Yeah,
it's cool. I'll just pass 75 and get upset when you think it's okay to turn in your own lane.
What are you trying to say?
That you lane split like an asshole.
That is a very safe and legal thing.
That should not be legal.
That keeps you safe.
How?
I'm getting away from all you cagers.
You guys are just people in a cage. You can't say that.
They're cagers. Did
you
learn that at your bike meetup or something? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. So we all call you guys cagers.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
We're just trying to get out of the way. We lane split up front. You don't have to worry about it. We're out of the way. Don't think about it.
Okay.
We're getting into safety.
That's outrageous, but that's fine.
It's logical.
Doesn't make sense at all. It should not be legal.
You need to talk to CHP.
Safety? I thought I saw somebody not too long ago popping wheelies.
I wouldn't do that. Who does that? Those are stunt bike guys.
Okay.
The ones that have forks that still work.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking about the
forks are fine. The forks are fine.
All right. So we went on robot cars, but what did we start talking about?
Periscope is what led that off. But
Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd.
I mean, I like where it goes sometimes when we get one topic and we go over to automated vehicle.
So Periscope, pro con. For
pro.
Or against?
Pro.
No, I don't know.
I'm pro. That's cool.
I'm on the fence, I guess.
I like the media side of it, but the
I think it's trash.
Social side
everything
of
I've
it.
Seen so far has been garbage.
There's a lot of garbage.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hot garbage. Yeah, it's been
but 90% of the internet's garbage.
Borderline
so.
Terrible.
Very true.
Yeah.
I'm pro. All right.
Auf Vida saying, Ken, to the next. I don't know.
What was that sweet little intro you went on to with the Shook Knight? That was, I forget what sweet little intro on regarding his date.
Oh yeah.
You're talking about Uncaging the Beast, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Tinder time.
Whoa!
He's got an intro. Wait, I wish I had that. Damn it. We're going to have to come up with that sound effect.
Hit me with the horns.
That was awesome.
Hold on.
There we go.
So I've been talking to this girl since the last podcast, and I don't know if we brought her up last time. I don't think we did, but she's pretty cool. I was talking to her, you know, going down some dates, pretty cool. Then I go, parents are out of town.
Wait, did you say you were going down on some dates?
No, that would be a base that's way
going
out
down
of
in the DM.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, tell your bases out loud. What are the bases?
Quick.
Yeah. I get my without bases. Thinking. I go right now.
First base.
First base.
That's finger banging.
What's third?
No. It, first base.
It's 2016.
Okay, that's first.
Okay, what's the 2016 right. First bases?
Well, it's finger banging.
Finger blasting.
Finger blasting.
What's third?
Keep it PC.
Third base, that's your... I'd say that you're doing it there.
What's
third.
Fourth?
What?
Home run, right? Yeah. Fourth is home, so that'd be like a threesome or something.
Okay.
Jeez. Oh, nobody's what's, making
what's,
it a home
now
base
what's
that
second?
Often.
2016.
Huh? What's second?
I think that's...
Uh-oh. This is a tough
that's
one.
Like in,
I think you went one too many on first
no,
base.
That's getting some roadhead.
Roadhead specifics. Jesus.
2016 bases are off the hook.
So smooching is apparently just a thing that people
everybody
do right when they
that.
Meet.
It's like a high five.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Hey, what's up? Yeah, you guys just do that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about booby honks?
That. Well, you really just skip that. Just because you fucked me doesn't mean you can kiss me.
Oh, my God. What are you, a prostitute? Jesus God. What in the
delete
world?
Delete that. Just go back a couple seconds.
Gigolo.
No kidding.
All right, so what are booby honks? What bass is that? Like, not even a bass?
That's normal, too. That's just classic.
That's just like a handshake. Like, hey, how you doing?
That's the on-deck circle night. Right there.
That's like...
That's the donut. Know, you swing the heavy donut.
It's like, you like carob chips on your froyo?
Jeez. So, getting back to this date,
so,
what happened?
So, on the date, I live with my my caretaker still.
Sounds like an old person.
Shout out to Shook Knight's roommates for allowing us to
so,
have a podcast.
Yeah, so my roommates, they went out of town, so I'm like, yeah, I got the place to myself. Might as well invite her over a little Netflix, just watch some movies, no big deal. See where it goes from there. A little Plex and sex action.
Oh, God.
So she actually brought over...
Wally.
No, she brought over a movie I hadn't seen, but I really didn't care about what movie it was because I
notebook?
Was getting
Was it
right.
The Notebook?
No. What was it, Ken? Do you remember?
It was a classic,
was
a cult classic.
Yeah.
It was Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'd never seen it.
And you still haven't seen it, right?
Yeah, maybe like 5 minutes of it.
Oh, jeez.
I got right into the action.
Oh,
God.
Keemstar over here.
Oh, jeez.
So, she gets right into the bed, too. She comes over. She brought me gummy worms. She works at a candy shop.
Wait, is that a thing? Is that like a...
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted gummy worms. That's my favorite candy.
Oh, you asked for gummy worms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, hook it up on the
gummy worms. That was code.
Let's go slow. Let's not... keep this like 2016 version. Let's make this like 1980s version.
Drag it out.
Yeah,
like
drag
we're
this
over 15.
Well,
yeah.
I'm the nice gentleman. I knew that she was going to be sleeping over, so I was like, yeah, I got to make breakfast the next day.
Okay.
Got to feed her. Feed the guests.
Wait. And what is your go-to best meal that you can cook?
The hash browns.
All right.
Those are the killers. The Shook browns. So,
Shook browns, those sound like something else.
You just go to McDonald's prior and then just toss them on the griddle when you get back in the morning.
I go to the grocery store, I get a bag of shredded potatoes.
We already skipped the breakfast. We missed the whole...
No, this is prep. Before she came
I'm prepping. I'm always prepared. Shook's always prepared.
Okay.
So I go to the grocery store, pick up some hash browns, $3.50. It wasn't the kind I usually use, but I was going to roll with it.
Orida?
No.
$3.50? Do you have a coupon?
No, they were more expensive than I wanted to pay.
And how can you have a regular if you've never done it before?
What do you mean?
The morning breakfast.
Oh, no, I usually use these hash browns with the green bag. But this one was like a red. It would look like a knockoff.
Or that's Orida, dude.
Orida's the best.
Yeah,
I don't
you
think
got
it was
the
Orida.
Best.
It was a red bag.
Yeah, all right.
Those are definitely not the best.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't come out too good.
Oh, maybe that sounds like a user error.
Spoiler alert. Story spoiler. Go ahead.
She ate them anyways. But so I get prepared, pick up some domes because the other one's sitting in my car for a while. Heat, those don't mix too well.
Domes? Wait. What the hell's a dome?
Yeah, what
domes.
Is that?
Like, what, like a tent? What?
No.
What do you got?
A condom.
Oh, my.
So you bought condoms and hash browns. Keep going.
I did not buy them in one sitting at the store.
Did you feel embarrassed to buy them?
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I can't buy these together. This is just a weird combo.
Your service clerk would know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Obviously, Plex and Sex.
Yeah, obviously.
Service clerk.
Service clerk.
It's the same service clerk he goes with his caretakers to see.
I've never heard that.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo, service clerk, how much are these domes?
These fire domes, bro. So I picked up some everything I needed for the night. I was prepared. So she gets off work, comes over. I get my gummy worms. She has the movie in hand on DVD. Luckily, I just bought the brand new Xbox.
Oh.
Shout out to Xbox.
Shout out to Xbox. And so I was like, well, I got my room. Xbox, we can play it. So I popped that in there. Hit the download the Blu-ray thing because you have to download something if you have an
Wait,
Xbox.
Time out, though. You have the house to yourself. You've got a giant monster TV in the living room. You've got an outdoor patio that's lit with surround sound television.
Yeah, but I'm skipping right to the point.
Just okay.
Some, I'm not playing
some
around.
Japanese maples,
I ain't making s'mores in the fire. I'm just going straight to the action.
Okay.
And if I do.
Wait, what? That's the best part.
Maybe it's something you like.
Oh my
gosh. No,
I'm just kidding. She's pretty cool.
Pretty. Wow.
Well, I don't know. It didn't sound like it.
Well, later on, you'll see. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're getting down to business. She's very cuddly type. So I'm like, well, this is going to be easy. Uh-huh. So,
so wait, like,
okay, Barry Bonds.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm about to knock it out the park. I'm gonna hit the third.
Oh, jeez,
fourth home run's a threesome.
I guess I can't really knock it out the park in 2016. So,
it's a in the park home run. Go ahead,
in the park home run. So, we're getting right down to action. I'm not gonna get too into detail because it gets
Thank
a little freaky
you.
With the shook, but
gosh.
She was pleasured.
Oh,
did she write you a note afterwards? How do you know?
Oh, I know. Shook knows.
Shook didn't even know what the bases are. How does he even know if his woman's pleasure?
They're the 2016 bases. Oh, I don't need to know the damn bases.
That was an average time. Sweet, third base.
So
can I have the rest of those gummy worms? I got to take them back.
I still got those gummy worms. I mean,
these were unsatisfying.
So it's business as usual. And so, you know, we handle that. I'm like, all right, well, I better get back to the movie. And it's over by then. So I got a time frame. I was like, I must have been going for a while, right? I mean, for the whole movie.
You were just on the start menu. That just kept
no,
playing.
No,
way
no.
You know. No.
It went the whole movie.
Maybe? I don't know.
You don't understand.
He rolled over on the remote and went to the last chapter of the DVD.
No way. I went the whole movie. That's how I know my time. So, I was about ready. I was getting tired.
Hell no.
Okay, maybe we might have been
an
30.
Hour and a half.
No,
get out of here.
We might have been
masturbated
like,
8 times before she came over.
We might have been 30, 40 minutes in, actually. Now that I think about it, maybe 30 max. But so after
30 max.
We're talking an hour and a half movie, now we're down to 30.
I know.
What the?
So
you're
no no
episode of Doug. If that.
No, it was an hour for sure.
Got in the intro of The Office, the song.
It had to have been an hour. So I'm pretty tired after, so I'm trying to go to sleep. She's a terrible sleeper, moving all over, couldn't find a position. And I'm like, I'm trying to go to sleep, damn it. I don't know what time it was, I'm tired. Then she wants some more. So Shook's got to give it to her.
Oh gosh, greasy.
Shook, she wanted more, so Shook had to give it to her, and finally.
Woke up for another 3 minutes.
Carl Malone referring to yourself in the third person. Shook had to give it to her.
I had to give. Had to give the receiving. So.
Wait, what? Hold on. I'm sorry. I've never heard that before. What does that mean?
Give the receiving.
What does that mean?
She's about to receive. I'm about to give it.
Oh. That's super confusing.
That's not what I thought that
I
was.
I don't think that's
mean.
What the 2016ers
say. I don't think it is. Give the receiving?
Give the receiving. I just made it up.
Okay. Because that sounds like something in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I won't use that.
Yeah, don't use that.
So the next day comes. I finally fall asleep and so I'm like, all right, well, I better get breakfast done because I just want to get her out of the place. I got homework to do.
So romantic.
I try to make her romantic. I put some reggae music on in the kitchen and
light up a spliff or two. Jeez, reggae music.
It was classic reggae, so some Bob Marley.
But she was sleeping in this whole time.
No, she got up and wouldn't leave her in my room by herself.
She could steal something?
Yeah, I don't want to. How am I supposed to trust her? So I get out, put the hash browns on the pan, and start cooking away some Shook special hash browns, and put some eggs too. You gotta have something else with her. So eggs and hash browns.
Some gains,
yeah, that is.
Yeah, that was pure gains for her. If she didn't already gain enough from being with me, you know.
Oh my jeez!
Why? Because she didn't have to do any work, or
wow,
no, please,
yeah, she just laid there.
I had to give her a job to do too. Make it fun
she
for everyone.
The gummy bears.
So I had to make up some excuse. I was like, "Hey, I hate to kick you out of my house, but wait." Actually, she did enjoy the hash browns, but honestly, I didn't think they were that good. I needed the green bag, but I had to get her out of the house because I had stuff to do, and she wanted to be there forever. It seemed like. So I was like, "All right, well, I got some family members coming over." And I need you out. So she's like, oh, okay. So slowly get him. Okay, let's go. So get her out of the house. And
the forced walk
and
of shame.
Yeah, it was, damn near pushed her out the front door.
No, I walked her out to her car, opened her door.
Classic
gentleman move.
Yeah, gentleman.
It's 2016.
It's 2016, yeah. Damn it.
Did you say you opened the door and then honked her boob goodbye? Later.
Well, that's how we always do it. Isn't that normal? So it was weird because about an hour later, a family member shows up at my house.
What?
I was like, oh, it was a good thing I got her out of the place. That would have been a little awkward. But, so yeah, she was, I haven't really talked to her since then, not too much, but.
Shallow.
Like, shallow.
But has she tried to communicate with you?
I'm just letting
you?
Her go easily. I'm just,
has she texted you?
Yes, we've texted a little bit. That's it.
Have you responded back to her latest text?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
But, she's got problems with her ex-boyfriend, so I don't want none of that drama. You know what I'm saying?
Smart.
It's just too much for me. So I was just like, yeah, we had our fun and be on our way. It's a Tinder match.
Boy.
What are you laughing at?
Okay, so people have seen the evolution of Shook from the first podcast when he was laying a foundation to build his life on to wham, bam. Here's
thank
some
you,
hash
ma'am.
Yeah. Honk yeah. Later.
Hey, I'm just searching for my building.
Man.
He's running through hood rats, as they would have
wasn't
said.
Wasn't that your advice in the first place?
I like it.
Was it not?
It was for me, at least.
That, you know, to be honest, that's not even my style to do
but
that.
But you made it happen.
I did.
Did you feel bad at all? Guilt? Anything?
A little bit.
Wait, yeah. Why would you even respond back to text, though?
I just felt like it'd be rude to just ignore, you know?
I don't know. It sounded like that was your game plan going in.
I couldn't let her down that hard. I'm not that mean.
You even bought the shitty hash browns.
Well, I was in a hurry.
He would have ate those anyway.
I still got some of you.
So that was what?
Man.
Last weekend?
That was last weekend.
That's outrageous.
And so I've been slowly letting her go. Just put a number up, as the Gollum likes to say.
One for Shook.
Like to put numbers up. Not my style, but just trying to live life. So I went on a date that Ken actually hooked. He set me up on it.
It was a good, solid
he
setup.
He snafu'd me.
Oh.
I wasn't trying to go on this date, but I did go on it, and it wasn't too bad. She's pretty smart, and that was pretty hot. She likes books, and she's pretty cool.
I like this one just for the simple fact when I was looking back at the Twitter or the Tinder conversations, she was very witty.
She is very witty. A little different in person, but I think she was just nervous.
That's excellent.
I like a witty one.
Vaughn's got a great strategy for what is it called? Tinder. It's the bio.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You got to write something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Don't do that. If there's nothing in there, just skip it.
The one-liners aren't worth it.
No.
Just the hoe.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have some good stuff in there.
We did try that the other day, or possibly even today.
Yeah.
Is I held Shook's phone, and I just scrolled to the next person, and I read the bio to him.
How did that go?
It's pretty tough, actually.
Yeah.
It almost seems as if the better the bio, they don't look as good. They don't match the bio.
Whoa. My goodness.
This is not everybody.
No, that's not what I meant. Hold on, guys. That's a no. Hold on.
That's really shallow, first of all.
No kidding. No,
really smart ones aren't hot.
Okay, hold on. They don't know how to write or read.
No, let's be honest. Tinder will make
it pretty
shallow.
I like when they can't spiel.
Tinder is a shallow app in the first place.
That's
it's not,
true.
You're swiping based off people's looks, and you get like 1 second to judge them. That's pretty shallow.
You get longer than that.
Well, why don't you read?
Well, you read too, but there's so many options, it just makes you shallow. It's a shallow app. So, I mean, to judge them based off their bio isn't any worse than judging them off their picture.
What I found out is it's hard to base them off their bio for the simple fact I'm going to go maybe 80% don't even have bios.
Yeah.
They don't even take the
time
to just say.
Those are the ones you skip.
Yeah. Insta skip.
Yeah, 80% though.
Yeah,
I mean, even if they're hot, even if they're hot.
Yes, there should be a filter on Tinder that says
person.
If there's no bio,
you can't do anything. You have to write like a period or a letter. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them just put like Snapchat in there.
That's pretty shallow.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
They're just like, yeah, send me a dick pic.
Yep,
he's asking for it.
Mm-hmm. That's a rough one.
And I still can't get over that Snapchat just isn't a sexting app. Seems like it's a sexting thing.
I think it is.
But CNN's got Snapchat now. It's like,
yeah,
all the big names got it.
Yeah.
Vice.
It's almost become like a Facebook. Everyone has it. Kind of have to get in on the game.
I sound like an old person.
You don't have it?
I sound like a caretaker.
Oh. You don't have Snapchat?
I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, you got to get it, dude.
Why?
It's the funnest.
Who am I going to Snapchat?
Well, you can follow people.
I'll do it with you. Yeah.
I got a Snapchat.
I got some funny ones.
What is it, like memes that you snap back and forth to people?
No,
it's just me doing stuff.
It's just current. Basically, when you open it, it's just current time. It just opens up your camera.
Yeah.
And you can take a picture of something. So, like, we'll just take a picture of Vaughn.
Yeah.
So, you just take a picture and save it, and you can write on there.
Yeah. Write funny things.
You can send it to whoever you want, and they just open it up, and they can only see it for that limited amount of time.
You
can
have however many seconds.
10 seconds max.
So, like,
that's gone.
When you're in Germany, you can take sweet pictures with your phone.
Or video.
Yeah.
But why don't I do that with Instagram where they're there forever?
Do you want it to be there forever?
Yeah.
Instagram did kind of steal Snapchat's thunder recently with their most recent update by. Jesus, I went back to 12 years old with that high-pitched.
I have a high-pitched voice. What are you saying? You know, sometimes you don't always want it to be there, though.
What, the Snapchat?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Something real quick.
Yeah.
You can just post stories, like, on your own thing so other people can see your story, like a video or a picture, and you can say, like...
See, part of my idea, though, about, like, the Instagrams and the Twitters is, and even this podcast, it's like an archive. So like a moment in time that's going to stay there forever. Why would you even Snapchat if it's just like, here's something for 5 seconds and you're just going to forget about it?
So for reference, sometimes I like to go like this. Like I'll see it and I'll pop on to one of my friends and I'll go, hey, look at this guy across the street. And then like a guy will be walking across the street and I'll just go, ah! And I'll just pop my head right in there. And I go, ugh! And it's gone forever. That's it.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
That's it. Whoa, dude, Vaughn got me again.
That's pretty good.
You can draw on it?
I gotta try that.
Yeah. Or maybe
that's
like if you know you're golfing with a buddy and he's washing his balls and you have a rude comment.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want that archived forever.
Yeah,
exactly. You just send them to the people that would find it funny.
I like it. I don't use it that often. I mean,
I'm not great at
it. It's like
a
cool way to picture message, really.
Yeah. It's easy. That's the thing. It's really easy
Instant.
To send a video message. It doesn't take any data.
All right. Maybe I'll look at it.
It's pretty rad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll send you one.
Snap me.
I'll snap you.
Can we snap at the MBD show?
We can.
Oh, yes. No doubt we can.
We can. There's an MBD show snap?
Not yet.
But if you snap the MBD show, who's going to read it?
Whoever's got the account.
Yeah, we could all have one login, right? Can't we share
the
account?
I don't know if you can have multiple logins at one time, but...
And then can you have like a group of people that you... Wait, everyone who subscribes to you,
I don't think so.
seizure snaps.
They can follow you.
Yeah.
They just add the
at But the you have to show. Send it to them unless it's on your story. But I never put anything on my story.
Story's kind of the way to go for like...
Story's lame because it's there for 24 hours, right?
No, it's only there for... Yeah.
I think it's 24 hours. That's why it's lame. But, no. I guess if you're doing it for this, it's better.
Yeah, and continuously yeah.
We could put our whole podcast on Snapchat.
We could.
Oh, yeah.
We could.
We like, you
yeah, people put like
1 hour to listen to it.
Yeah.
Take a picture of the pup so people could actually see the yep. pup.
Oh, yeah. With the ginormous head.
Herman Munster.
That thing headbutted me? Fuck, I'd be dead.
30% of his weight is probably his head.
Mm-hmm. And his tail, it looks like a giant otter.
I know. He has webbed feet, too.
That's awesome.
He's a swimming machine.
He's over there barfing.
Well, speaking about headbutts and going back to your story about the new Xbox, this is where I think we should go into our Rocket League.
Some game.
A little bit of headbutts you're going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some game
action. Don, you're our go-to guy for Rocket League.
Set this because I don't have an Xbox or any kind of Rocket League game at all. I've slowly seen everybody I work with adopt an Xbox strictly to play this game. Is it that good?
Who are you asking?
Everybody here. Is Rocket League good enough that everyone went out and bought a $300 console?
I don't know if we all got it just for Rocket League, but Rocket League is a very good game right now.
It's the best
game
that's ever been invented.
It's just soccer with cars.
Yeah.
I'm the newest person to probably gaming in this group or anything to do with Rocket League, and I really enjoy it. It's really fun.
It's the best. There's never been anything ever better invented video game-wise. My opinion.
Yeah, every once in a while a game comes along where it's just like
it's perfect.
Cheap and it's a simple idea and it's just really fun.
Now, do you think they're going to muck it up with future patches?
I don't think they're going to do too much.
I don't think they
I don't
are
think
either.
They can do too much to kill it.
The next map is already back to the OG one. They got rid of the ramps and everything, so I already listened to the forums. Yeah. It's perfect. It's a perfect game.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yep. It's 100% skill. There's really no luck.
It is
pretty hard.
For the people
that don't know Rocket League, yeah. though, describe it because I don't think they know.
Ken already did. Go ahead. Give them 2 seconds of this explanation.
Well, from my gathering so far, which is limited. So I only played 3 games so far. It's basically you're playing soccer or hockey.
Disregard hockey. No one talks
it's
about
soccer.
Hockey
it's just soccer. Okay. Soccer as a car.
Even basketball.
You choose a
trash.
Car. And you play in teams of what? One, you can do 1v1.
Up to four.
1 to 4.
And basically, you're trying to get that ball into the goal.
It's bouncy.
And you can boost with it. You can jump and pretty much headbutt it with the front end or the back end of the car into the goal.
It's a physics-based puzzle that involves teams and angles, and there's a little bit of math.
That was way better than my...
Yeah.
It was intense.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Damn.
I want to buy an Xbox.
You could write down the back of the cover.
Yep. It's the best thing that's ever been invented. I'm 100% in on this. It takes like 6 minutes max to play a game.
That's cool. It's not like grinding and all that, you know, those other games.
You get everything almost immediately.
It's a level playing field because everybody's car
we're all the same
pretty
car.
Much the same.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
If they're better than you, they're just better than you.
It's 100% skill. There's no luck. There's no luck. The better team almost always wins. Whoever plays better will almost always win.
Yeah. So
it's the best.
Last night was a fluke.
They just played better than us.
So on Xbox Live, you guys can all talk and hear each other.
Right.
Can someone on a PS3 play? No.
No. Not yet.
Just a computer.
No cross format.
Just a computer.
And the computer doesn't get audio, but can play in a match game.
Right.
All right. Mm. Sounds pretty fun.
But we're going to try to be streaming it, like make a NBD...
Twitch channel.
Oh, the NBD Twitch channel.
Yeah.
Because you guys game pretty solid, like at least twice a week, right?
Sometimes more than that.
Some of us more often.
I hop on quite often.
Yeah.
So I would say, can you guys put Twitch on all your Xboxes and whoever says I'm going to stream?
Yeah, we'll just whoever wants to stream, we'll just stream to the NBD
account. So like if you're playing in the middle of the night, you can stream.
I'll take that time slot. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'll always be fun.
Yeah.
Shook's
so
taking the
5 every,
p.m. early.
Every time from 11 to 3. Yeah.
So I think one thing, because I don't know too much about Rocket League. I've never played it. But from what it sounds like, it'd be cool if the game would add spectators.
You can spectate.
Yeah, you can spectate. But you have to have like the console.
And you got to set up the private match.
Yeah. So you might as well play. Yeah.
Could you have like a?
There's no point to spectate.
What if you had an announcer?
Yeah. You like, could, oh, I mean, looks you could. Like
be kind of hard.
Too,
they got the guy from Japan. Yeah. He's good.
It'd be kind of hard to announce Rocket League.
So fast. Yeah. Everybody's just kind of just everywhere.
Everyone just talks crap. That's really what it comes down to.
Oh, it's so much fun to talk crap in Rocket League. It's one of the best games to talk crap in. Ron's not a big fan
of it. I disagree. I think it's garbage to talk trash in Rocket League because it's a great game and no one should talk garbage.
Wait, I've heard that you talk garbage in Rocket League.
I don't.
Not to the other team.
Who told you that?
He's passive aggressive.
Somebody was saying that you use poop quite a bit.
Well, yeah, because it's me. I'm the one doing the poop.
Oh, you're like, oh, I played like poop.
Yeah.
Vaughn's really good about that. He'll be like, oh, my bad. I played like poop. That was bad boys.
Yeah, no, I'll admit it. I talked shit to Matt a couple nights ago because he was talking shit.
Well, I had to talk. I always talk shit in Rocket League.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ask what happened in the next two games.
No, please.
Yeah.
Get the synergy.
You basically had hash browns ready for it.
Yep, pretty much. All right, get out of the house.
So right after the show, we're going to see if we can get the Twitch channel, the MBD show, right?
Yeah,
see if we can grab that.
Make an account.
Okay.
I can make some stuff for that.
Yeah.
I like Twitch.
Nice. Solid. Yeah, I mean, you Twitch nonstop. I mean,
you got any plugs? You do that? Just do it.
Some plugs.
Right.
Wait, what?
What did he say earlier? It was like a reverse taker or something like that? What was the
receiver and a giver?
No,
giver.
I don't remember.
That sounds like a plug.
I erased that from my mind after you said this.
That was probably for the best. Don't ever say that again.
Was the cum laden still there? What's going on with that one?
That one's still there.
Dude, that should be your screen name for gaming right now. Cum laden.
I will pay Xbox for you to change your gamer tag.
That'll give you $10 now.
Someone probably has it.
No,
I don't think so. We will check that out as
soon
as this is over.
Nobody has cum laden.
No chance.
So if you want to get your ass kicked, play cum laden on Xbox.
Underbar.
I'm going to look that up.
Cum underbar. It's the best. Go buy it. It's $20. Go get it. We'll play. I'll play.
I'll play.
Yeah, it's the best.
Mic might not work, but I'll play.
You haven't got headphones yet?
I've got headphones, but I've run into a dilemma.
What?
Because I got to get a splitter, and it wasn't going in. And my headphones work, but the mic portion doesn't work. So
damn, I have like 15 splitters in this bag over here. Jesus
what
Christ.
What in the world was that?
Dude.
Why'd you do that?
You had to let the rage out,
fellas. Did you hit the metal with that thing?
No, I had to kill a bug.
You
did
not
listening.
Kill a bug. You
I did.
Tapped that metal
No,
thing.
I killed the bug. There's a bug sitting on it.
No, jeez. There wasn't.
For the listeners, if you never use one of those electric fly swatters, they're pretty fun.
Little heads up next time. Jeez.
Turn that baby on again. Turn
the
it
mixer
on.
Mixer board, probably.
Turn it on.
Yeah,
is
right.
Is it on? Wait, hold on. Turn it on.
The other bug.
No, turn it on.
It won't get you.
Why doesn't it get me?
It's anti-human.
Well,
what?
There's not even a bug there.
Yeah, there is.
Oh. You're going to kill that?
Oh, jeez.
He looks like a nice guy.
I've actually seen those things smoke, too. Like, the bug flies on them.
If you hold it, it'll smoke.
How is it anti-human?
I don't know. I didn't
try. That's impressive.
Did you lick your fingers and try it?
Should I?
I mean, that would become more...
I think the shocking part's
damn.
Past that.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the metal.
Oh, shit.
It's the metal?
Yeah, just the metal.
Dude, you're going to get shocked.
I don't think you will.
Wow.
See? it would have got you right away.
That's safe. How come it says the kids can't play with it?
I don't know. I've never touched it. I didn't know that till now.
How many times has someone touched that prior to tonight?
No one's ever touched it.
That's not true.
The first.
An MBD MBD shoe first.
You got a sound bar for that or what?
That's my only sound effect.
We don't have anything else.
I like it.
We'll add some more next week.
There will be more.
Yeah.
But that was pretty fitting for a table of, you know,
mm-hmm.
Axis powers to go out with a mass extermination of a
that's true.
Lesser, you know.
Lesser being.
Life form.
Yeah. Jeez.
Can't say anything.
Oh, jeez.
Access of evil right here at the table. All right.
Well, I think That was a pretty good session and podcast for the evening.
Ooh, I have going out music, too.
You do have going out music?
Really?
Let's hear it.
More beer hall music?
Yes.
Guten Tag, right. Everyone.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Ken.
Vaughn.
Matt at the Shook Night.
Justin, Wireless Freak.
Yes. I'm Moses. I'm Moses.